5 weeks ago, a Philadelphia police officer stopped a dirt biker in North Philly and killed him by shooting him in the back as he ran away. Police say David Jones had a gun and Officer Ryan Pownell feared for his life. But Jones' family and supporters say it's more complicated than that. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports.
Justice for David Jones! Say his name!
David Jones!
Say his name!
David Jones!
Say his name!
A small group
David
of activists Jones. Confronted city David leaders Jones. At the Municipal Say Services Building in Center City, demanding answers in the June 8th death of David Jones. Jones was riding a dirt bike at Whitaker and Hunting Park Avenues when Officer Pownell saw him and decided to stop him. It is illegal to ride dirt bikes on city streets, but the officer was out of his assigned district and already transporting a family to the Special Victims Unit in an unrelated case. What could have been a routine car stop went badly quickly when Pownell discovered that Jones had a gun. The officer shot Jones 3 times, killing him. But witnesses say, and surveillance video backs up, that Jones had dropped his gun and was running away when he was shot.
As a government official, do you think it's correct police policy to shoot a suspect when they're fleeing?
That's Asa Khalif. He's an organizer with Black Lives Matter's Philadelphia chapter. He led the protest at City Managing Director Michael DeBerardinas' office. He and Isaac Gardner, a spokesman for the Jones family, demanded that city officials fire Pownell.
The family is in turmoil right now. The family want answers. They want justice. They want the officer locked up, convicted, and put away in prison just like any other murderer.
DeBerardinas promised to get an update on the investigations.
And I'm not suggesting that your outrage is not warranted. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, I cannot and do not have authority or the information that's based on an ongoing and serious investigation of the shooting to comment on the details and the resolution and the judgment of the situation.
A spokesman for the Police Advisory Commission, a citizen-led watchdog group, says they will wait to investigate the case until after 2 official police probes into the incident wrap up. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.